The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In 2022, Rebecca Vardy, wife to footballer Jamie Vardy, sued her former friend Colleen Rooney, wife of England captain formerly Wayne Rooney, for libel after Mrs. Rooney accused Mrs. Vardy of leaking private information to the press on social media in 2019. However, Ms. Justice Stain ruled in July of 2022 that the accusation was substantially true. In October of 2022, the judge ordered Ms. Vardy to pay 90% of Ms. Rooney's legal costs. However, the feud has returned to court this week as the pair's lawyers are arguing over those costs. Alexander Ryan, founder and CEO of Goss Media, joins me now. Ali, good morning.
Good morning.
So, they're back in court again.
I know. This feels like a never-ending legal battle. It reminds me a lot of the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie divorce. I feel like we'll still be talking about that in another 10 years. So just when we thought it was over, it's back again. So people might remember the trial in general was about whether or not Colleen had defamed Rebecca Vardy by suggesting that her account was the account that leaked countless stories to The Sun, the UK Sun at the time. And there was a huge question over it. But it's important to note, before they even went to trial, Colleen did try to stop it. She tried to offer a settlement. She felt it was such a waste of taxpayers' money going to trial because it was going to be in, and it now has come to, millions of pounds. So just keep that in mind, because obviously they went to trial then. Rebecca continuously denying that anything came from her account. Now, obviously, in a civil case like this, you don't need to, you know, decide beyond all reasonable doubt. It's not a criminal case. The judge just had to feel that it was reasonable that Rebecca Vardy had shared the information.
I mean, to remind people what happened, Colleen Rooney decided to just expose one particular phone to her information. And therefore, if that information was leaked, then the person who owned that phone was responsible. And that person turned out to be Rebecca Vardy.
Yeah, a fellow wag. How dare she? It was such a good story at the time because she had set her Instagram stories to only be viewed by one person and then was uploading complete false stories about gender reveals, about a leak in her basement, all of it completely made up. And the only account that was viewing all of these stories is Rebecca Vardy's account. So the case centered around whether it was Rebecca herself, if it was her agent. And throughout the trial, they kind of came to the understanding that her agent was discussing the stories with someone else. So the judge at the very end of the trial said, look, this is substantially true what you said, because Colleen was very careful in that big social media piece she put up in 2018. She didn't say Rebecca Vardy leaked the stories. She said it was Rebecca Vardy's account. So because it was substantially true and not wholly true, in the end, she said, in terms of damages or whatever, that she would have to cover 90% of Colleen Rooney's legal bills.
What is the essence of this row over costs? Why is Rebecca Vardy claiming she shouldn't pay what the judge ordered?
I do feel, firstly, Rebecca just loves the drama and loves being back in court. So basically, when they were assessing costs at the time back in 2022, Colleen Rooney's legal team said it would be probably around $500,000, but it's £1.8 million, which is over €2 million. And Rebecca Vardy's team has said that there's multiple expenses in there, including dinner and drinks at Nobu, a very expensive restaurant in London, being put up in hotels. They're also questioning the actual legal bill, the amount of hours it took for Colleen's barrister to draft proposals for his junior team to look through the same things. They're just massively questioning everything. However, saying $500,000 might be the cost, I don't think a judge is going to rule that it has to go back to $500,000. Obviously, that was at the time before this had kind of all wrapped up. And Colleen's side is saying, you know, the way this all happened in the first place is deplorable. The trial went on and on and on. But at the end of the day, the legal costs are high. So Rebecca's side is saying about $120,000 of the $1.8 million should be immediately struck out. So we will know tomorrow what the judge has decided. But some of the quotes are hilarious, like Rebecca Vardy's team saying that, you know, Colleen's team have thrown the kitchen sink at the bill and just saying that, like, being three times the amount is ridiculous, and just arguing the entire thing. And they're saying that Colleen knowingly misled Rebecca's legal team about the size of the bill. So the judge is going to have to rule on whether it is the 1.8 million or whether it's a little bit less.
And the lesson from all of this is that footballers are paid too much. That's for sure. Yes. All right, Alexander.
And all the taxpayers' money goes to ridiculous things like this.
Alexander Ryan, founder and CEO of Goss Media, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.